This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tinky and Tierney live from the Tinky and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's do it. It's a good day. We got a lot to do. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206 on Twitter, of course, at Tiki and Tierney. Tiki, what's happening today, buddy?
Same old. Training camps are opening.
Camouflage today. Look at you.
Yeah,
a little gangster.
It is miserably hot outside.
Oh, it's 100.
It is.
I went for a run.
And I ran for 2 miles.
I saw what you. And then how did you do what you did on your story? It was hysterical.
Oh yeah,
like the sun was like a demon, and Tiki was running his little Tiki emoji.
Yeah, they have the. Like the gifts, yeah. Like the moving gifts.
Yeah.
And so I happened upon one that had a big dude just running.
Yeah, a lot bigger than you are.
And of course. Yeah. And then like the sun like beating down on him. That's what it felt like.
No,
I got 2 miles in, BT.
Yeah.
I walked.
Okay.
I walked the rest of the
walking
way.
Walking like grandpa?
I walked for 2 miles home. I said, forget this, man. And I jumped in the pool. It was too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
It's really tough. Speaking of pools, I took the kids swimming today, so I wanted to sit in the pool and actually watch, because Jen usually takes them on Mondays. Usually they go at like 3:30 or 4, and I'm obviously working, but today they had a makeup class. So instead of, you know, going from the heat outside to the, it felt like a sauna and a pool. I'm like, I'm dying, I'm dripping, I'm half dead. But I couldn't wait to get in today because I'm going to make a statement.
Go ahead.
All right? And before you answer, just process it for 5 seconds. Think about it.
I will.
Because I want you to your first answer to be your answer for the show.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Never before have we had so many interesting, compelling storylines entering NFL training camps.
Interesting, compelling. I think there's a lot of new head coaches that are compelling. I think there's quarterbacks that are interesting. But I don't know if I agree with that.
You can't agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that.
So does that mean that you definitively do not believe that's the case? I want an answer.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay. You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Listen up. You ready?
Yes.
No water, just an element of randomness here to tell you how great this is going to be. 49ers, Jimmy G, is he healthy? And oh yeah, if he is healthy, is he truly the real deal? Mm-hmm. One storyline. The Cardinals, Kingsbury, and the Kyler Murray dynamic. As unique a quarterback-head coach relationship to enter the league we've ever seen.
This is true.
Okay. The Bucks, can your buddy fix former first overall pick Jameis Winston?
Yeah, but people have tried to do that before.
Right, but not Bruce Arians.
True.
Who's more interesting than the coaches that they had.
Yes, he is.
And more successful. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and LaFleur. How's that dynamic going to go throughout the season? It's a big story to watch.
It's Aaron Rodgers. He'll be fine.
Okay. The Giants. When will Daniel Jones take over?
Yeah, but that happens all the time. That happens all the time.
Not the two-time Super Bowl MVPs in New York.
That's, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. The Cowboys, how will they settle myriad contract issues?
Mm-hmm.
All right. To the three most important positions on offense,
yeah,
by the way.
They like drama in Dallas. So, okay. I mean, they're used to it.
All right. The Chiefs, how will Mahomes defend his MVP title?
Dude, he's a monster. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's going to be great.
The Browns, how will all the weapons mesh? And if they don't mesh properly, will we then determine that Freddie Kitchens is not the right coach for the Browns?
Mm.
All right. The Pats, no Gronk. Yeah. Not to mention Brady's age.
Yeah, but Gronk, I mean, he wanted to be retired.
A lot of deflection so far, buddy. People
retire every year from Super Bowl teams.
All-timers?
Is Gronk an all-timer?
Yeah, top 10. Yeah, he is. Historically, he is.
I guess
he is.
Probably because
Not
of his
probably.
Uniqueness. But, he was hurt a lot.
But he was Gronk.
I know he was Gronk. All right. But he's Gronk, and that's also why we put him on this list.
Listen, just because you picked the wrong answer, don't quibble with me trying to backtrack and go Michael Jackson moonwalking.
But I honestly, you could do this almost every year.
You couldn't do it last year.
Yeah, true. But
okay.
Still.
You couldn't do it the year before.
I'm sure you could.
Well, Santa, dig up the previous year. We'll see if we come up with anything. I'm just halfway home.
Go ahead.
By the way, the entire AFC East, with the exception of Tom Brady, how do all three second-year quarterbacks... Now, again, you tell me there's always second-year quarterback. Sure.
Yeah.
How many are in the same division? How many are in the division trying to wrestle divisional supremacy away from the mythical Greek god Tom Brady? And, oh, yeah, by the way, two of the three will have new coaches other than the ones they had their rookie years. Because Gase is now with the Jets, and Flores is with Miami.
Yes.
And Josh Rosen is with the team that didn't even draft him. I could do something with every single team. I just said, for the purposes of timing, not to fully, you know, be a ball hog, a mic hog, that's just half the stories.
Yes, but...
No way is it ever this interesting.
Well,
never.
It's interesting.
Dwayne Haskins, Redskins, does he win the job? Does Alex Smith come back?
I don't think Alex
Smith. Does Gruden get fired? The other Gruden with the Raiders.
Gruden's
how do
not
they
getting
do?
Fired.
They brought in some weapons. I mean, are they going to win? Are they ready?
But every year you have these
Legion
things.
Legion of Boom, you, officials
every
regard.
Year
next
you have,
chapter,
you have storylines at
the
or the well, the question is, what's the biggest one? What's the most
the
interesting
biggest one?
To any of you. I tell you the biggest one's
got to be the Browns, right?
It's the biggest one to me is the Browns, and it's not because the Browns and all the storylines that they have, but Baker Mayfield is very unique to me. Obviously, we know his history from college at Oklahoma. He's brash. He's exciting as hell to watch. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's athletic. He can do almost anything you want. Any kind of offense, it seems like when he came in last year, he's spot on with his targeting. He basically putting holes in guys' chests. He was firing the ball so fast. But he's also unapologetically brash and outspoken. And what he said today, trying to defend his newest teammate and Odell Beckham Jr., really caught me for a second.
Okay.
And here's what he said. He basically, when talking about what Odell is and the misperceptions about Odell, he said, quote, he's here to play in front of fans who actually care, who actually show up to every game and pack the stadium and love him for who he is. It's obviously not intended to be a slight against New York Giants fans or the New York Giants, but that's how it comes across. And if I'm a Giant fan right now and I have no dog in the fight with the Cleveland Browns, they're not a division rival, they're not in my conference, maybe we see them on the rotation, but why do I care?
Well, because Odell's there, outside of that.
Okay, but I'm just talking about Baker Mayfield.
Gotcha.
Forget Odell for a second. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield. But and previously, because I don't have a natural rivalry inclination to dislike Baker Mayfield, I'm probably liking Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. He's just young, interesting, you know, accomplished, Heisman Trophy winning, number one overall, came in and just figured it out right away. Young quarterback in the league. I think I want to like him.
Okay.
Right? Even though he's not on my team, I just want to like him.
Natural energy, I can
see
that.
But Baker almost goes out of his way to be, like
dismissive,
disrespectful. Giants fans.
Yeah.
And so if you're a Giants fan, how the heck do you look at Baker Mayfield and be like, yeah, he's right about that with Odell Beckham? You don't know what the hell you're talking about, Baker Mayfield. Mm. But the reason I say it's unique and it's interesting to me, because what other quarterback does this? Right? Think about this. In the history of your mind, what quarterback has been so brash to call out another team's fan base or his teammates or former teammates or whatever, it doesn't exist.
Quarterback, Cam, no, not really.
Quarterbacks are stead, right? They are boring on purpose on interview day, and they're going to show it with their talent. They're going to show it with their success, wins, losses, Super Bowls, etc. They don't stir the boat. Or stir the soup or rock the boat, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield always goes out of his way to be polarizing. And I can't think of a quarterback that's ever done that before, right? And so I find him so interesting because I want to like him.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I really do. And I kind of like the fact that he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He really doesn't give a hoot. Whatever I say, I'm going to say.
That's right? What my father-in-law
says. Because I can't say, obviously, what I really want to say. I can't say, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, Baker.
Well, you think that's problematic for the Browns?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Or is it immaterial?
I think for Browns fans, they're probably like, hell yeah, good job, Baker. Oh,
they'll get behind anything that's positive after being in the cave for a decade.
Of course.
2 decades.
And if you're the Browns, is that okay? You probably don't mind.
You have to know who you drafted, right?
Exactly.
You can't take him by surprise.
He is who he is. Yeah. You know, we can't take, you can't.
I love the kid. I love him.
I did. But now he's taking shots at Giants fans.
Well, listen, Giant fans are a little sloppy these days. Maybe he's right. I mean, Giant fans, what's so good about Giant fans these days?
I mean.
What's so good about
relative
him?
To Odell Beckham Jr.,
the stadium's half empty. They boo Eli. What's so good about him?
Brown Stadium was half empty as well.
Dog pounds. Baker Mayfield. More ferocious than the Meadowlands when the Giants are
I don't know. But Baker Mayfield got on the dog pound for not showing up for a couple of games
and
later on.
And they snapped into form. They listened to their leader.
I mean, you know? it's just unique.
Yeah, it's very unique.
You don't see this from quarterbacks in the National Football League. And Baker Mayfield is going out of his way to seemingly make enemies where he doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting
for
me.
It's fun.
It makes it fun. It makes him polarizing. It makes you almost want to root against him if you're – one of the teams or fan bases or organizations, whatever, that he takes aim at. And I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. He's just speaking his mind, which is what he has every right to do. But it's just weird, man.
You know what?
You're not
I'm
used
okay
to seeing
it.
And like, Matt Ryan's not doing this.
No,
Drew
Matt
Brees
Ryan's
isn't
totally
doing this.
Different.
Right?
No,
and Cam's not doing it.
Cam may have done that when he was younger. He was a little brash.
Taking shots at an opposing team.
I'm trying to remember. That's why I said his name before. I don't think so, but...
Philip Rivers isn't doing this.
But Philip Rivers, Philip Rivers early on, remember he was jawing on. It was his rookie year. Well, he didn't play his rookie year because Drew was playing.
Drew
but
was
when he
there.
Started to play, he was very demonstrative on the sidelines. Who was that against? No, it was against. I forget what team it was. It may have been Kansas City. Whoever it was, Denver.
Yeah, no.
But
that's in game.
Yeah, but that's still out of quarterback character for the
true,
NFL.
True, but it's not. Yeah, true,
Tom Brady
true,
might berate his offensive true, line. True, Tom true. Brady's not chirping at the other
true,
team.
True, but this is that's
which
in game. That's emotional.
I love it.
This is why we love Philip Rivers.
You got to let him be who they are.
Because he is who he is. But he controls it when he gets behind the stick.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking on the mic or he's doing an interview. And this was a long form interview, I think, with, I think it was ESPN. They did this long form interview, and this kind of came out. But he had to know it was going to be front and center.
He knows,
right?
He knows.
He's just obscuring the fact that Odell actually wanted out of New York. Dave Gettleman traded him because it obviously harmonizes things a little bit more in Giants land and in the locker room. But Odell Beckham himself said he was never going to reach
until they lack a deep threat on Sundays.
But
then
Odell
no
said himself he's never going to reach his potential in New York. And I said this when this happened. I said, I bet Odell wanted out.
Yeah.
Right? It's
did.
Not being reported, but I bet Odell wanted out.
You
and
said
then
we
subsequently
early.
Found out that he did want out.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about, Baker?
Nah,
you're defending
guy.
Your guy,
yeah,
but come on,
your
Baker.
Squad. That's good. I like it. You know, first of all, why I'm fully okay with this is it's not an act.
No,
it's
at
not.
All.
Like, this is who
not
he is, which means to me, like as I evaluate him a little deeper, as I fast forward into his career, like big moments, pivotal, as we look back, 20 years, like pivotal moments in Baker's career. I don't believe he'll become undone in the moment because I believe that he knows exactly what he's doing. Unlike Johnny Manziel, the previous highly touted Browns quarterback, who was sloppy everywhere. This guy's all ball.
He works.
Oh, his preparation is through the roof. He loves the game. He's all ball. And I believe that this was a concerted effort to put a verbal arm around Odell Beckham Jr. one final time before they go to camp, almost like to bury the story. All right, one last zinger at the team that foolishly got rid of you. Now let's go crush it.
Yeah, but
and
when,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but when? Because it's going to happen, just like it did at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
When is he going to cross the line?
And it depends what you, what you determined crossing the line to be. I mean, again, there were a few things that he – I mean, grabbing his junk is – that's idiocy.
Yeah, yeah,
9-year-olds do that. That's fine.
Right.
That's stupid. You can't do that. But planting the flag at midfield, big deal. It was brazen,
okay.
But it was rallying for his team.
I mean,
loved it.
Some of his teammates even called him out for kind of crossing the line with Duke Johnson's contract.
It's funny because that's true. That's you don't count another man's money. That's true.
I agree.
He was a little bit out of bounds.
Eventually,
on that.
Though, I mean, don't you think he's going to say or do the wrong thing, and it's going to affect how he's viewed in his locker. I mean, seriously.
Well, I don't. You might. I don't. Let's see what our audience thinks. Yeah. I mean, as we get ready for training camp here, he is, and they are, the most polarizing quarterback team tandem.
No doubt.
Getting into this, couple of weeks before it gets real. So 1-855-212-4227, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. And what I said to start the show, I fully believe it. And I just wrote down seven more when Tiki was talking. Don't worry, I was listening to you as well. Other issues that I believe makes this the most interesting couple of weeks. You go to any team, there is a polarizing, there is a truly interesting, positional battle or coach dynamic or player dynamic or organizational dynamic that makes this camp and this whole training session incredibly unique. But specific to Tiki's question, will Baker Mayfield implode? Will he say something that derails the greater cause? I don't think so. He's not so sure. 1-855-212-4227. I know this. You're going to give us a lot of conversations here on
the
show.
No doubt. He already did. We just started.
We're watching. What do you think? Baker ready to roll? Or is this... is this situational genius or is this Baker getting a little sloppy? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Summer is here and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can also be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than in the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. That's right, it's free. And if it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact SuperStart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way to save money, just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, good start to the day. Wednesday, the Open Championship early tonight. Obviously, golf will be a little fun as we get deeper into the week. Right now, the start of training camp for four teams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Cardinals, the Ravens, Seattle, and Denver. Two new coaches. Then, obviously, everybody starts trickling in. Mm-hmm. And my first contention to start the show, I don't believe we've ever had so many. It's just like a tsunami of interesting stories all around training camp. And by the way, several that I left off. Todd Gurley's knee.
Yeah.
Is the Steelers drama over? Is Carson Wentz fully back? What will Foles do with the Jaguars? I left those off on the first list. I mean, it's great. And Tiki's point, which is a really great one. Reset it briefly about Baker. So what he said about
Giants.
So basically,
Baker Mayfield, and another one, by the way, are the old, like Vic Fangio. These are the two teams that are starting today with their rookies. Not the vets aren't there yet. It's just the rookies that are there. Vic Fangio's 62.
He's early 60s.
They went old head to coach the Denver Broncos.
Old head and defense.
He's 60, right? So 60. And then, exactly, old head and defense.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that gets you, that doesn't get you the job.
Which is the antithesis of where it's been going. It's 100%. Usually like Cliff Kingsbury,
mm-hmm.
young, offensive-minded, genius, we like to say. So that's an interesting storyline to see what happens. But back to Baker. Baker Mayfield, you love him, but if he takes aim at you, you might start to hate him. And I position this as, what quarterback does this? No quarterback in modern football has a, on their whatever platform, whether it's social media or a traditional media or at the podium after practice or games, take shots at people like Baker Mayfield is starting to take shots at people.
It's unique.
And he did one just recently against Giants fans. And so if you're a Giants fan, you're like, Baker, shut the hell up. What are you talking about? Right? You weren't here with Odell. You weren't here with he was, making out with the kicking net and, mm-hmm. and making up and asking him to marry him and all these other things the Miami trip on the boat before the playoff. Like, you didn't see all
dropping
that.
Dropping a touchdown pass against the Packers in the playoffs.
The Giants fans gave him all the love he deserved until he didn't deserve it anymore.
Agreed.
And then
I do agree with that.
He wanted out.
Yeah.
Period.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, he wanted out. Dave Gettleman just appeased him. That is what it is.
Okay, let's get to it. Phone's lit. 855-212 4227. Jackson's got us up on the tube watching the Simulcast here on CBS Sports Network. Jackson is in Dallas. What up, Jackson? How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Let's hear it, brother.
Yeah,
let's
man,
go.
What do you got on this?
Come on. We got time. Time's wasted. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Baker Mayfield is a problem in the locker room and all.
I don't think he's a problem in his locker room.
Jackson. Go ahead.
I don't think he's a problem in his locker room, but go ahead.
No.
But, it's kind of like the next Johnny Manziel, I would say. I mean, he's one of the best QBs coming in. But, I mean, if you're disrespecting people all the time, I mean, that's going to be people in your own locker room going to kind of turn against you and kind of, like, you're not going to be a real great leader.
Well, Jackson, unless you're winning. I mean, the difference is Johnny Manziel couldn't play. And Johnny Manziel, thanks for the call, buddy, didn't put in the requisite time
He didn't want to work
at his job.
Baker is working.
Yep.
And he's good, and it shows. Johnny Manziel, not only did he have, I mean, look.
Demons.
He had a demon, seriously.
No question about it.
It was a problem that he couldn't, and I hope he's beaten it, but he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it affected his job. That is what affected his relationship with his locker room more so, and the fact that he couldn't win more so than, you know, his attitude. It wasn't his attitude. I think that was actually a good thing. It was the lack of work,
lack of professionalism. It's a job. Guys have families.
Baker's a professional. He's just polarizing.
Uh-huh.
It always seems like
edgy.
For no damn reason.
Reggie's down in Tampa, 10:40 a.m. Reggie's on Tiki and Tierney. Reggie, go ahead.
Fellas, as I always tell you guys, thank you for educating me and entertaining me on the ride home. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Reg.
You know what? You may have to go back to, like, Jim McMahon to be someone that
that's a good one. Oh, man, I didn't think about Jim McMahon.
Someone that came to mind when you were talking about this. So here's the thing with Baker. I'm not political correctness guy. I love Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But this is what's going to happen. He's not going to get suspended this year. And secondly, he's going to go see the principal, though. Trust me, he's going to do something when he has to go in and see the principal.
Yeah, so, but is Freddie Kitchens the right guy? Here's the thing, Reggie, though. How is Freddie Kitchens, as a rookie head coach, going to rein in? And, you know, he needs Baker, man. You know what I mean?
Is Freddie the principal or the substitute teacher?
Exactly.
I mean, who knows? We don't know yet.
But Freddie, you're right about Freddie, but Freddie has to establish the culture that he's in charge. I know it's tough being the first-year head coach, but he's going to have to set that precedent. And, guys, I want to ask you a separate question. You can answer sometime off the air.
Yeah.
You know, in the barbershop, you chop it up about everything, politics, whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I say the best set of quarterbacks in the NFL is in the NFC South. My brothers in the barbershop disagree. So you can – I just want to throw it out there.
Well, we'll hit that later.
We'll hit that later. I'm writing that down.
Good job, T. Good call, Reg. Appreciate you, brother. Good fan down there in Tampa. Big Tiki and Tierney fan. Write that down, T. We'll circle back to it. Stay on target with this. But appreciate the call. Let's go to Green Bay. Nathan, 107.5 FM. Nathan representing the Pack, but he wants to talk about Baker. What's happening, buddy? How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Awesome,
buddy. Good. What do you think about this?
I just think we're kind of looking for something to make not a story, but, you know, if you look for politics in areas that you don't find them.
Yeah.
You always find what you're looking for.
But no, Nathan, I got to disagree. Hold on,
Unless
Nathan.
I got to
disagree with
you.
And this is why, Nathan, hear me out, right? I love Baker. We talked about him since he was at Oklahoma, when he planted the flag against Ohio State, even the off-color stuff that he was doing.
I didn't like what he doinked the kid off the helmet.
True.
Who was that? Warm-ups, wherever that was.
I know what you're talking about. But
TCU?
Still, like, I love Baker Mayfield. Yeah. And when he came in the NFL and he like, popped right away, I was like, man, that's awesome. I love to see young, brash kids like make it and change the staid nature of the league. But then, because of what he said about Giants fans, it puts me on like the defensive against Baker Mayfield. And I don't know any quarterbacks that do that. So it's not politics. I'm not like manufacturing a story. I legitimately feel differently about Baker Mayfield because he took a shot at Giants fans.
Well, good. I mean? Ripped up. There
right?
you go.
You know what I mean?
So that says more about
that's
Giants.
What I'm getting at, Nathan. You know, it's not like anything that I'm.
It's not false. It's not contrived. It's not manufactured.
It's just real.
He's authentically
it's
pissed
like,
off at Baker for
like,
what he
Baker,
said.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why are you picking on us? We didn't do anything. Let's get. How about Hank, who has us up? This is the CBS Sports app. Boy, myriad ways to get that
show.
We'll find it out here, obviously. Go to Oklahoma. Hank is on Tiki and Tierney. Hank, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, if you hear a faint sound, I'm in a rock quarry trying to pay for school. But
I got you. Okay, hang in there, Hank. What's up, buddy?
Quick forenote. Jackson, you think Baker's a locker room problem? You don't know Lincoln Riley, I guess.
Yeah.
But I can tell you from experience, if Baker does cross the line and does something rash, it's going to take 72 hours at the most before the real fans kind of say, well, he's young. He's still got to learn, and he will. But that's all I really got on that. Yeah. As Sooner fans especially get over it quick.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, you know this because you're out in Oklahoma, so I'm assuming you're a Sooner fan. But Baker did some crazy things.
Could be an OK State fan, never know.
I mean, could be OK State. Sure. Could be. I don't know. You're Norman.
So I'm short.
You're
I don't know.
Norman or Stillwater. This is Oklahoma. I don't know.
Big state.
It is a big state. I'll be
relatively
out.
Flat. Too.
I'll be out in Stillwater though this
Yeah. That by the way. So the rundown. Tiki's doing 6 games.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
For Compass Media.
Yep.
And he did a bunch last year. And he tells this is funny. He's like, I'm going to the big house. I'm like 6 of the most. Like, I'm going to LSU.
It's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. But I was reading the email.
You read it wrong.
Oh, so let me explain.
Go
ahead. I read the email, and there's a bunch of games that I'm doing, and it's exciting, right?
Because it's awesome. It's happy for you.
And I'm reading the email, and it's listed like Miami/. Virginia Tech,
mm-hmm.
which to me...
You're going to Blacksburg.
I'm going to Blacksburg.
Yeah,
I'm going home, right? Because that's where I grew up. I grew up 40 minutes from Blacksburg down in Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to Berkowitz, actually Ron Berkowitz, our good friend, who's a big U dude. Throw up the U, D-Sale. Big U guy. And I'm like, yeah, I got the Virginia Tech Miami game. And he's like, oh, great, so you're going to be down in Miami. I'm like, no, it's in Blacksburg.
Yeah.
He's like, no, dude, that game's in Miami. And so I went and looked at the schedule. It's like, crap, it's in Miami.
Uh-huh.
So what happened?
Uh-huh.
So I went back and looked at the note where it assigned all the games that I'm going to, and it had home team first, and then visiting team second. So I had it all flipped.
So basically everything you told us on Monday is completely opposite.
Exactly. So I'm going to Bloomington. I'm going to
Indiana's playing who? Indiana's playing who?
Ohio State.
So instead of going to the horseshoe,
exactly.
He's going to Indiana.
Yes, exactly.
No disrespect to Hoosier football, but if it was Indiana basketball,
it might be
a little bit more exciting.
And then I'm going to Miami.
Happy Valley rather than the big house.
Yep.
But Happy Valley's awesome. I've been to Penn State.
Yep.
When LeVar played there, when your buddy LeVar was playing there.
So I'll be in Happy Valley for Michigan. I'll be in Alabama 2 weekends in a row for Arkansas and then for LSU, which will be a great game.
Okay.
As well, ultimately, Stillwater, as we were just talking about, for Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and I think that's the last one.
No ACC hookups there?
No ACC.
Nothing in the ACC?
No ACC. So.
All right, well, lucky for you guys, we have Tommy Bowden coming up. He'll give us a little ACC hit next
Miami's
hour.
Miami's the ACC.
That's right.
Miami,
what am I saying?
I always forget they're in the ACC. Virginia Tech too. They were Big East when I was there.
Remember Big East football?
Yeah.
Acts good at this stuff. I mean Rutgers, West Virginia, Boston College,
UConn back in the day.
UConn back. I'm talking even before that though. Who else? Some of the Big East football team. Miami, Vatek, Virginia
Tech.
So many
schools moved around.
It's crazy. It was crazy, right?
Pittsburgh.
Pitt for sure. Yeah, Pitt for sure. Okay, Act not exactly contributing as much as I thought he might there. Let's get the update from Act. We'll keep rolling with some calls. 1-855-212-4227. Baker, polarizing or flirting with danger as a quarterback? Tiki's ultimate point, it's very rare. Really, the only, and that was a good example, was Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
The last quarterback to maybe be that brazen, or I don't even know if brazen is the right word, but that outwardly divisive or confident or polarizing may have been McMahon, but with all due respect to McMahon, first of all, it was for a minute because he was always hurt.
Yep.
And the defense carried that team.
It was more defense. You cared more about Richard Dent and Singletary.
All those guys weren't even close. The 4-6 defense, Buddy Ryan. So the offense was really just along for the ride. Get 13 points, they win like the old Ravens
team. Hand it off to Walter.
Hand it off to great Walter. Will he golf deep maybe once every couple of weeks? We call it a day. And, you know, it is interesting. But the thing about McMahon back then, no social media.
That's right.
The story, the life cycle of his died down.
It would live for a day. It was a 1 or 2 day story.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get more calls on that. Inbounds, out of bounds, hour 2. Tommy Bowden from the ACC Network, hour 3. Cliff Floyd, a little baseball. Big home run by Judge. Big win for the Yankees after they blew it the night before with Chapman giving up the 3-run bomb. So we got a lot going. Tweets at Tiki and Tierney. ACK update right now. Here's Rich. All right, Tiki and Tierney here. CBS Sports Radio. Time to ask the pros. Give you a chance to ask us anything you want. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros and make sure you stick around. Listen later on. Teek and I will answer the most compelling one, if there are any compelling ones. I'm just kidding. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs. Guarantee low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So I want to also throw this on the hopper here on Teek and Tierney. If you just tuned in, good discussion on Baker so far, what he said about the Giants and the Giants fan base, and Tiki defending his turf as he has to and he better Otherwise, I would have gotten on you. You're getting on Baker. If you weren't defending the Giants fan today, I would have gotten on you. So Tiki's doing what he's got to do. But the other thing I want you to really consider, and I love a challenge on this. I really think that this is a unique 10 days or so as we enter training camp and really ratchet up a bunch of storylines. I don't know, and you know, if you don't agree with my assertion that this is the most interesting training camp ever, or at least in the last decade, but you know, X amount of time, however you define it, 15 years, 20 years, for me it's pretty lengthy. If you don't agree with that necessarily, maybe more directly, you can point to a specific team that has no interesting storylines. Maybe that's the shortcut to the answer.
Yeah,
to challenge me.
I mean, even the Pats, who are the model of consistency and excellence and running it back every single year, they have issues.
It's not so much issues. Well, it's storylines. There's a difference.
But I think issues. Their issues are storylines because they've lost so many coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. There you go.
And then
Gronk.
And Gronk.
And Brady's 53 years old.
Exactly. Right. At what point does it finally happen for the new? And this seems like it could be maybe this season.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see.
So I mean, there's a lot of things, and I rifled through a ton before. You know, the Jets with Darnold, the Bills with Allen, Miami, Rosen, new coach. You know, you got Flores down there. You got Adam Gase for the Jets. You mentioned the Pats, the Browns. We talked about them the first 35 minutes of the show. Patty Mahomes, what does he go back-to-back MVPs out of the chute, basically? Cowboys, you got three contracts you got to deal with. The Giants, is Eli going to lose his job? And if he does, that's the end of the Eli year. It's over in New York. I mean, a two-time Super Bowl champ could be put on ice and done. That era could very well be over. The Packers and LaFleur didn't work with McCarthy. It's going to work with a kid that's a couple years older than. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's a storyline. Arians and Jameis Winston, you got to fix him or the Bucs got to move on. Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, Jimmy G, is he healthy? If he's healthy, is he great? Is he really the guy? You know, we talked about it all summer as well with Todd Gurley's knee.
Yeah.
I mean, you point to a situation, any team, I challenge you, pick a team, and I promise you there's an interesting storyline. That one you could take to the bank. Leonard says Baker's a punk. You know you have to take this call. I love Baker Mayfield. Leonard is in Northern California, 10:50 a.m. Leonard, why are you hating today? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say, first-time caller, I want to say this to Tiki. I'm a long-time, 40-year Dallas Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
He hates you.
You used to chew us up. So I hated you for the longest.
Oh, I hope you like me now that I'm a talking head on radio.
Dude, man, I got a lot of love and respect for you now. You're so well-rounded.
Appreciate you, Leonard.
I really appreciate you. And sliding over to attorney. You're wasting time on the radio, my friend. With that voice and that personality, you should be on the big screen.
Yeah, but wait, movies now? Come on. I appreciate that.
Anyway, my question.
Just trying to put food on the table.
I think Baker Mayfield is a punk, and I say that for this reason.
Okay,
we know what went on in college, and we're starting to see trickles of that again.
A little
we
bit.
We ended up right before the draft, but now we're starting to see trickles of that again. Most of the great ones, they let their play and their performance talk on the field.
Especially quarterbacks.
A lot of things off the field.
Especially quarterbacks.
I mean, what he did with the firing of the last coach. The comments, the faces, and making stare downs. You don't need that.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Yeah.
Play the game. And I just say he's different from that other guy that's got the demons. But I will say Mayfield, a lot of people already dislike him, even before this Giants comment.
Yeah.
I have no dog in the fight being a Cowboy fan, but I really think this guy is he needs to just shut up and play ball.
Yeah, well, Leonard.
All for 1 year.
Well, Leonard, you down there in Dallas. Cool, appreciate buddy. Your call. You
got, no, he's in California. He's
a Dallas fan. But you're talking about down in Dallas. They should be great, but they might have some financial drama.
They might.
It might get in the way.
Ironic, the team with the most money.
Yeah, it looks like, because we said this. We talked about yesterday and 2 days ago. Zeke looks like he's holding out.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. He's not messing around.
That could be devastating.
Yeah.
If they don't get that worked out.
We got a bunch of tweets about the Baker Mayfield stuff, and a couple jumped out. I want to read two of them here. Number one, this one's from Alan Brown at JowPats12. Just hit us up at Tiki and Tierney. You want to chime in if you can't call. If you try to change Baker, you change what's made him successful.
That I 100% agree.
It's a very good
and
point.
Look,
short and basic,
I'm,
but right to the
I'm
point.
I'm not arguing that he should change.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
Watch out. Be
no,
careful.
No, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield.
Out, meaning you better play.
Yes,
you better play up
yes,
to speed if
yes.
you're going to be that kind
but
of personality.
But it doesn't matter because I'm not a Browns fan, right? I'm a Giants fan and former Giant player. And so when he takes a shot at the Giants, it's like personal.
It should be.
Right? But prior to him taking that pointless shot, mm-hmm. I kind of rooted for him.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, dude, Baker, go ball. I want to
see. Well, we met him a few times.
He's
we had him
awesome,
on the show.
And he's just a cool,
just a real just deal.
A real
just...
down the earth.
Yep.
Dude, and he works his ass off.
Confident.
And you know he likes to hang out and party and do uh-huh. all those things. But he works, right? He shows up and he does, and he's accountable.
Yep.
You love that. But then he's now taking unnecessary shots at opposing fan bases it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe if your franchise wasn't so sloppy these days, you wouldn't have any material. You tell Gettleman to clean it up and he's got nothing to say.
Hey,
he'll start zeroing on my team, the Jets.
He did Odell a favor. Which Odell asked for, which we talked about many times.
No doubt about it. And Tiki was on that. You said that weeks before it was going to happen that he was going to ask out. He did. Here's an interesting one. It's a different tone. And I want to address this because I think it might be more powerful coming from me. I obviously want you to chime in, but initially, if Baker was black, would people respond to him differently?
Interesting.
This is Keep It Real time. And the answer, quite frankly, is yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, now... And I do believe there's a lot of manufactured race conversations, but I do believe specific to the quarterback, all right? You know, and even somebody like McCaffrey, the white running back. Like, but to keep it just to the quarterback conversation now, you know, Baker's scrappy. He's got swag. He's tough. He's gritty. He's overcome his height. He's the one guy you want in a foxhole. But I understand if Baker was black, it would not be those. I don't believe that all of those words would be used to describe him. It would be far more negative.
Yeah,
you're and right. detrimental to what he might be as a player.
Well,
and to his team.
Well, think about what black quarterbacks have had to fight from the beginning of them becoming quarterbacks at the position. Right? Are they smart enough?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do they have the acumen to be leaders?
Which is the most offensive,
of course it is,
characterization of anything that black quarterbacks ever faced. That's the one that is most offensive.
Of course it is.
Are you intelligent enough, and can you lead grown men?
Yes.
You kidding me?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's the one that you just
because ultimately, when you get into a locker room, the only thing that especially now,
yeah,
right, the only thing that matters is do you ball. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can I count on you on every Sunday of the NFL season to not be a knucklehead, to not go get yourself in trouble, to say the right things, and most importantly, to kick ass on Sundays? Right? And if you can do that, and you study and you lift guys around you, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're black or white,
yeah.
or Hispanic,
well, we know that now,
or what.
God.
Of course you
now
do.
Now we know that, and but, now the whole
but,
world
but,
knows
but
that.
But still, people, it's still there. It's not completely eradicated.
I would agree with that.
It's still there a little bit.
That's
so,
fair.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if Baker was black, then all these things that he's done, right? Think about if a college athlete did what Baker, then it was a black quarterback, did what Baker had done.
You know what the debate would have been? How could you take this kid number one?
Exactly.
How do you trust this kid?
Exactly right.
This kid's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
He can't represent the franchise. How's he going to be the CEO?
Right. This kid's, grabbing his junk.
You can't have him here.
No, you're right.
It would have changed area. It would have changed.
Right.
Now, there may have been a team, if maybe the Browns would have gotten past that, but the conversation leading up to the
Nobody
draft.
Nobody talked about that leading up to the draft.
No.
I mean,
they
did, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
It didn't affect how you viewed him.
Listen, it's naive to think, again, you know, the characteristics that York, or at least what he projected about the Giants, what he said, the characteristics that are anti-quarterback, all right, that he is projecting on occasion, are largely used as assets, things that will eventually propel him to either a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. an MVP, or possibly an All-Pro or an all-time great.
Yes.
But again, and the tweet came from Zach Matlock at Pitmaster 103181. I appreciate the tweet there, buddy. You know, if Baker's black, I don't believe that that's fuel for his success. I believe it's fuel for his dissenting voices, or mm-hmm. for the dissenting voices to weigh in on him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You got to keep it real. You got to be honest.
It is what it
Come
is.
Come on. What else we got going on here? We'll do inbounds, out of bounds next hour. Oh, you know what? All right. Got a little challenge here. Frederick Lakes
mm-hmm.
tweets us here. Short and sweet. Detroit Lions. No storyline. admittedly, that is one that I did not incorporate as I rifled through about 20 of them. But I'll give you one story. At some point, Matthew Stafford, about the whole bathroom thing, but you know what I'm saying? He's 10 years into his career.
You know what?
You going to win?
He's right and he's wrong because there are storylines It's just the same one that we've been regurgitating.
So it's not as interesting.
For like 5 years.
So it's not as interesting.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's not a new one.
Yeah.
It's not a one that's popping off the page, because it's the same thing we have, the same discussion we have about the Detroit Lions and Matt Stafford and even Matt Patricia in his second year now. Second year now as the head coach. We've kind of had these conversations over and over and over again about the Detroit Lions.
Look at that. Points per game, 25th in the NFL. I mean, they didn't do anything well.
No.
They gave up a lot of points. You know, nothing. I mean, you look at the stats here on CBS Sports Network. Look at that. Third down conversion. That's criminal.
Yeah.
To have a 10-year quarterback and rank 25th in third down conversion percentage is disgraceful.
Of course, because that's
disgusting.
That's smart and being able to execute in critical moments to keep the chains on in your favor.
Recognition, anticipation, seeing what's in front of you. I know Stafford's talented again, but I mean, those numbers, we're not just pulling them out of thin air. Those are numbers that applied to last season. All right, Nick Saban, interesting thoughts on transferring, and uses the old free agency analogy. Can't wait to dig into this. Tiki and I will do that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.